So meeting began at 4:16. I just want to welcome everybody for coming. Thank you for taking time out of your day to be here. And I'm going to just read our mission statement. Our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort of the school district and the community. Just want to take a moment to introduce ourselves, okay? Coach Luger, please start.
My name is Jason Luger. I'm the emergency management coordinator for the district.
Thank you.
Oh, my name is Mary Rendon. I'm a parent. I'm Beverly Barrera, I'm a parent.
I'm the Amani Pena as a principal at the intermediate.
I'm Laura Sturgeon, I'm the assistant principal at the elementary.
My name is Lisa Pettis. I'm the district nurse.
I'm Laura Reese, and I'm the assistant to Lisa.
I'm Marissa Mendez, the elementary nurse.
That's Ms. Carr. And Ms. Schultze is our door person today. Appreciate it. If you'll pull out the minutes from our May 25th, 2022 meeting, looks like this, and go ahead and look them over and read them.
I motion to agree with the amendments for the minutes.
And I second.
Not right.
What's that cooking low at the end?
Cooking low, with diabetes mellitus. And it's we have a community group that comes out, a community partner. It's the Texas AgriLife. And they come out and they'll do education. And they do hold classes in certain.
Okay.
And she'll probably talk about it if she comes.
So it's something that parents have to travel for?
We could bring it here. That's something that we can look into for the community. Yes, they come in and do a lot of different programs. They've never done that one, but she's talked about coming in and talking to the teachers during their lunch period. So the
admin's interested in doing that, they can come and do that. And if we wanted to do it for like just the community, Ms. Carr is really good about us doing stuff for the community here, and so we could set something like that up.
But it's just like cooking and showing.
They show people how to eat healthier. That was our previous health program that we had, but what they covered was just nutrition and exercise, and so she did it through PE. So she'll be continuing to do those lessons in PE, and then we added our other curriculum, health curriculum, through classes.
So it's still something that parents don't see?
It's in PE, through PE, they do it. She'll do different lessons, health and nutrition, exercise, how to keep your body healthy.
So they're going to get that on top of the body project?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's the coordinated school health program we had previously, and we still have the materials for that. So she's going to continue to do it.
What's going to be used?
The Great Body Shop is what we're doing for the health program. Our coordinated school health program is now the Great Body Shop.
And that's going to continue with Renee, or that's going to continue with the Friday?
Through the classes. That's what we discussed previously, through the classes every Friday. No, she's still doing that. What she's doing is more like active things. We're going to talk about heart health, and then she's going to do activities to get their heart pumping and explain that, you know, through exercise.
So part of that CATCH program.
Yes. And so she just does that in the PE classes. And so she's going to continue to use that. They're little note cards with different activities, you know. This promotes cardiovascular health. This promotes nutrition, this promotes whatever. And so she does those activities through PE.
Next one is Virginia
Lopez.
Mentioned Karen here with injury prevention. To probably donate helmets. Why helmets?
Well, we brought that up that maybe we can do a bike rodeo. And so that's something we'll talk about throughout our four meetings that we have. And if we decide to do that, we can ask her if she has any helmets.
And then it said you spoke about a parent program concerning how to talk to kids about sex. So
yes.
Did this not happen, or can it happen?
It can happen. Actually, Miss Millington, I think is her name, Jackie, she can come. She's not at the meeting today, but she can come talk to Shaq and see if that's something we want to do. And that would be after school, and we'll send something out if the parents are interested.
Mm-hmm. And then Anne Burns, the anime night?
That's another program she said that she would like, she'd be interested in bringing. And so those are at the end, the ones you're asking about? Or yes, we talked about that at the end of the year of what we want to revisit this year, so we can bring those things to the district. Mm-hmm.
And then the
DM
survey.
Where's that at?
That's the very last.
Oh, that's something Ms. Lopez is doing. She's doing a community survey.
Okay, what's going to be in that survey?
That, I don't know. If she comes, we can ask her about that. Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Yes, ma'am.
I second the motion.
Okay, everybody in agreement for the minutes? We are going to hear from each area of our SHAC. Right now, we're going to start with Coach Pfluger, because he needs to get going.
Sounds good.
So he's covering healthy school environment.
I just have a few things about our safety and security procedures for our school year so far this year, for all of our campuses. Before the school year started, we did have all school employees were trained on safety and security. That's our teachers, administrators, custodians, maintenance workers, everybody that's a school employee was trained on safety and security. It also includes our subs as well. They received a training for safety and security. All staff members within the district are required to wear an ID badge. That's everybody as well. And our subs also have ID badges, so we know that they work here for the district. Our visitors have a visitor sticker, okay, that they will wear, a bright yellow that identifies them as a visitor. So anybody on campus should have an ID badge. They should have a visitor sticker on them. Our employees have been asked if they see somebody on campus without identification. We should be questioning them and just escorting them to the front office. So everybody on campus should have some type of identification on them for safety and security. All visitors should be checking in to the front office at each campus, checking in there, bring their photo ID with them, and that's where they get their visitor badge. You might have noticed that we had more doors locked this year. Our exterior doors, there were many exterior doors that were not locked previously that are locked now. Our staff, our campus, have done a really good job of keeping those doors locked throughout the year. All classroom doors are required to be locked if students are inside of them. Once again, our campuses and our teachers have done a great job of doing that. To help ensure that, we do have weekly door sweeps that are going on each campus. Each campus does at least one weekly door sweep, and that is for interior and exterior doors on the campus, and that's done by a campus administrator. We also have additional door sweeps going on. We have district administrators checking on those. I saw Ms. Carr and Ms. Romero walking around today doing some door checks. We have law enforcement on our campuses as well throughout the year, checking to make sure doors are locked and secure. The state is doing what's called intruder audits for this school year. So they're going to go to every school district in the state. They will hit, by the end of the year, they're going to go to most campuses throughout the state and check doors to see if they can get in buildings. They can pretend to be somebody that's trying to get in. Once they get in, they will check doors. Once they get in, they will check our documentation and make sure we're doing our door sweeps. Two of our campuses have already had an intruder trying to get in. We were successful. There were no findings. These intruders did not get in, and all doors were locked. The auditor did not find any findings on our campuses. We're still waiting for our two other campuses. The two that have been done already are the elementary and the high school campuses. Our campuses are conducting safety drills periodically throughout the school year, and we try to coordinate those with law enforcement as much as possible. Our quote, our saying for this year is, if you see something and hear something, say something. If something looks suspicious, if we see somebody walking around, if something doesn't look right, somebody doesn't have an ID badge, when your students talking about anything, we're asking our students and our staff to please say something.
Thank you.
Any questions on that? Yes, ma'am.
I substitute, and I do know it's not my ID badges, and I have not locked out my phone when I'm going to the student with me. And I am not there in the day, and I have all the front office, and I can't wait for the teacher to come. What would happen if something major happened and I didn't want to go to the room and talk to the student?
Maybe that's something I can figure out specifically what's going on with that. We should be able to provide access to that. If something's been waiting to help you out, I have no more information to provide that at this point. We could definitely find out what you're doing on this side.
Can I
just say
one more? Substitutes don't have that badge, and we're trying. trying to rent the building and we don't make it at the same time as another person does, then I'm stuck with something to be counted. I have an ID match, but they don't work. It's just for show.
Miss Rita? The custodian? Rita?
No, right here. Curly right here.
Or maybe they could turn the badges in at the end of the day, mm-hmm. and then they would have to check
or
them out
check
of
them
office,
out.
Maybe? I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, thank you. Any other questions?
So when you were submitting for PE, did you also have access to the key to the gates?
No, I didn't even have the key to the gym. I would have to wait for Ms. Ortho to come out with it.
Maybe they didn't have any business as well. There's always a key aid that's.
No, I was substituting as an aid. I was substituting as a aid. But Coach wasn't with me. I would have to take the students to try to walk the student over to the building. Someone was there at the building left, and I walked the student over to the nurse's office. And, when I tried getting back in, she couldn't even hear me. I was standing outside. I was banging on the door.
I think they have a buzzer now, right? Or
it
no?
It doesn't work.
Oh, it doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The doorbell.
And they see yeah. I'm leaving my position where I'm supposed to be.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. But always the point of interest of the building is that I'm trying to find the yes, it is something that you need to address. And stick with your book right here, you know, where the book is, so the teacher does. That's the requirement. Or if they send you to go take a kid somewhere, then you take their ID mm-hmm. to get it. And they're staying to get it. Mm-hmm. There's a solution, we just have to had anyone express that. Well, thank you for sharing.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we're going to cover Miss Virginia Lopez. She's going to cover nutrition.
Hi, everybody. I'm so sorry for being late. We're closed tomorrow at the health department, and I was leaving the office, and I didn't have my phone with me. And I live in Memphis, so I was like, okay, I have to drive all the way back to get the phone and then out. So anyway, I apologize for being late. Nutrition, of course, with the holidays coming up, big issue. I know that Odomize is even about having activities around nutrition around the holidays. We do have a diabetes support group meeting December the 13th from 10 a.m. to 11. Kathy Farrell and Felicia Ortiz from A&M AgriLife Extension will be providing the presentation for our meeting, and they will provide easy holiday, healthy holiday recipes, and they will have samples for those that attend in person. So if you have any family members, any parents, grandparents that would like to go, they do need to call our office to RSVP. And if you're on my distribution list, it is on the first page after the title page that I just sent out today, and not the one I sent out yesterday. So that's coming up. And of course, Nutrition Month, the main thing is gonna be in March. And so the schedule is open right now to start scheduling for presentations for that as well. And then in my department, we do have the community and clinical health bridge working with adults on chronic disease management through exercise and nutrition. So they have right now two programs, Prevent T2 for those who have not yet converted to full-blown type 2 diabetes or are at risk. And then Texercise Select, which is for individuals 40 or 45, I'm already to double check that. And it is also nutrition and physical activity, actual workout. Prevent T2 is actually a one-year program, once a week for 6 months, and then once a month the last 6 months. And trying to encourage people to adopt healthier habits so that they can delay the onset of diabetes. And then the Texercise Select is for those that have already been diagnosed with chronic disease or would like to delay the onset, including high blood pressure and diabetes. We are going to be adopting a new program. I'm just getting approval for it and sending or having my staff train. It's called Walk With Ease. That one is open to 18 years and older. That's the main reason why we're using that one. We will provide nutrition and also a physical activity with that one as well. It's just going to apply to a bigger audience. It is from the Arthritis Foundation, but it's not limited to individuals with arthritis. And so anything like this that we can provide, if there's a group here that wants to meet, my staff can arrange to come on campus. And if they need to do a, you know, late afternoon, that's okay. They can just flex within the rest of the week. We're pretty flexible about trying to schedule evening or noontime or whatever time the staff needs.
And how late could y'all possibly have?
I mean, to start, I think as long as we're done by 7.
Okay. And how long is the meeting?
Texercise Select is 90 minutes. Prevent T2 is an hour. And I believe the Walk With Ease will also be 90 minutes. They can start as late as 5:30 and be done by 7.
Okay.
And of course, it's all depending on how much discussion there is during the sessions.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And again, my apologies for being late.
Miss Jane, anything to add for nutrition?
No.
Okay. Are we going to be doing the snacks?
Yes, we're starting with the
already. And what days do you do them on?
Now it's Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Wednesdays and Thursdays?
Yes, it used to be Tuesdays and Thursdays, but when the drugs comes in at Wednesdays, they change our delivery route from those Wednesdays and Thursdays.
And it's still for elementary and intermediate?
And intermediate.
Okay.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions? Yes, ma'am.
Are these the snacks that we always need to just try? Yes. How do we know
what they're trying? Just
whatever they say. Just. I think. So, y'all know the day?
Only Tuesdays and Thursdays.
And on the day of the
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They send us a calendar, mm-hmm. and we send it out to the intermediate and elementary
cabinet.
Okay. A calendar. What they're going to say for that day. Not unless they don't have it, they substitute something else for that day.
I'm worried if you use them. They want to just like phone them.
Yeah.
Do you know, is that something the parents get, this little schedule with what they're trying?
No, I don't know if elementary send it out, but I send it to them.
To them?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
To them.
I'll find out.
They did.
Is that something you're interested in finding out? Like
they,
what
they just sent it to the teachers.
Oh, they just sent it to the teachers?
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe that's something we can send out.
They got dates
okay.
one day.
Is that the dinner count? The dinner?
No.
No. Oh, the snacks, the healthy snacks.
The fruit.
Yeah, the fruit. They got this weird thing.
And nobody liked to bring the other boy. Even the teacher was like, yeah, I'm like,
go. Yeah, they'll do that sometimes because they're just trying new
mm-hmm.
things. Because there's one time that we got these things that were like really weird.
There's the granite
seed.
There's the granite.
Don't have granite?
We don't, but the service centers help with all that. They're repetitive.
Thank you, Jane. For health services, we just finished doing our vision and hearing screenings for pre-K, kinder, first, third, and fifth, and seventh. We're working on follow-ups on those. We're also working on getting all the information out to parents for that, and we we'll be starting to look into what dates we want to do our scoliosis screenings. We usually do those more towards March, but since we're finished with our vision and hearing, we might go ahead and start working to get those done. And if we can get them done before Christmas break, then we can send out referrals, and that way parents can take kiddos to the doctor. Health education, Great Body Shop, that we already started our elementary, intermediate, and junior high curriculum, the Great Body Shop. They've already started some of the lessons, and we sent out the opt-in forms for parents for both the human sexuality and the child abuse, family prevention, dating violence prevention curriculum. So what we're seeing is that sometimes the parents aren't wanting to sign the separate opt-in form because they already signed the first one, but the state's requiring us to send out two separate forms. It can't be sent with anything else. And so what we're going to do is if we don't get the second ones back, we're going to resend them again and ask parents to please sign them because we're not getting those back, and we have to have them both in order for them to receive the health education. So that's what we did, and once we start getting those back, the ones that we're still not getting back, we'll probably go ahead and start calling all the parents to see, just so we can get yes or no, you know? So that's what we're doing for health education. Counselors, I don't think we have any of our counselors here.
Yes, sorry.
Yes, ma'am. What's going on in, do y'all have anybody coming in speaking to the students?
We have the project panel.
Okay.
We have our communities and schools prep as well. Our specific campus that is working with the students a lot. She's going to be doing a presentation. A lot of our focus right now is bullying and empathy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And the health curriculum, the Great Body Shop covers that as well. And so, The teacher should be covering bullying and empathy through that too. So it goes kind of hand in hand, which is good. Thank you.
I do know that Dr. Gomez is still visiting the campuses regularly every week.
Okay. Do y'all know what days he comes in? Or
usually Mondays and Wednesdays. Mondays he's on high school in the morning and the junior high in the afternoon, and on Wednesdays, I'm not sure which day it's happening.
Okay.
Elementary in the morning.
Okay.
On Mondays and Wednesdays?
Wednesdays.
Mondays are high school year.
Okay.
We don't have school on Monday, which is a lot recently, and it seems like
Okay. Okay. Great. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Hi, is the school thought about getting a grant for a mental health therapist as well?
That would be, if the school's thought about getting a grant for mental health?
For a mental health therapist?
We do have a therapist. That's what your goal is.
Like a specific mental health therapist?
We have ESSER funds we're using to fund mental health as far as resources. With a specific hiring one, they're not available. So that's how we got Dr. Gomez to come in, and I think we had him once a week last year, and now he's two. And so we are seeing that using ESSER.
I'm only asking because we're coming from Annapolis ISD, and they have the psychologist and they have a mental health therapist, and they just have funds to bring in a therapy dog. Yes. And they're responding, from what I heard from the parents and from the counselor they also speak to over there, they said the children are responding really, really well to that, and they're encouraging them.
Recently, I don't know how many of your families use that clinic, but all of the clinics under KCOS have some agreement that they're going to have the students in the psychology programs come through where they have to do their hours and be able to help with providing some of the services, like a practicum or an internship.
And are they going to do community outreach? Or?
I don't know, but we were just talking about that this morning. I can find out.
Okay.
Okay. So we also just recently signed with the University of Texas in Beaumont with the telehealth psychology for kids. So that will be implemented on the campuses.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, well, thank you. Anybody have any questions? Okay. Family and community involvement. We have the Feast of Kindness on Wednesday, 11/16, from 5:30 until 7:30, and that's going to be the cafetorium, the high school. And so the whole community is invited to come and enjoy a meal together. They can eat in the cafetorium, or they can take it to go. I don't know if y'all participated last year. Did y'all participate last year? No? So it's going to be a Thanksgiving meal. Okay. And it's free to the public. All right. Health promotion for staff. We had our flu shots on 10/3. We offered it to the all staff members, and we had 45 vaccines administered to help with the flu. Okay. So number 5, we're gonna get started on discuss and possibly take action on the date for our annual health fair. So we had talked about at the end of the year last year that maybe March 10th would be good. Is that still a day that we may still be able to hold our annual health fair? We haven't had it in 2 years. So for 2 years, we haven't had it. And we want to bring it back because the kids really enjoyed it. And what we do is through PE and music, we have all our community partners come in with little tables. Miss Virginia comes every year. And the kids walk through maybe 10, 15 minute little, like a presentation, and then the PE teachers tell them switch, and they switch to the next one. So they get to get all the different areas throughout their PE and music time. And we always invite junior high and high school if they want to come. I know that our PE teacher at the high school, she would bring the kids by, and then junior high as well, sometimes they would come through. So we just need to see like what day is going to work with scheduling. Do y'all know if March 10th would work with testing, or I'm not sure when testing days are? Or
the spring.
Yeah, we shouldn't be testing
the spring. That's what we talked about last year.
Okay. So that'd be good? Okay, so is everybody in agreement that March 10th would work? Okay, so our health fair would be held March 10th. We used to do it sometimes in February, but I think this might work out a little bit better.
And it's
all day through music and PE. And like I said, junior high and high school is welcome to bring the kids. Just let us know. That way we can work them into the different groups through PE and music. And pre-K usually brings their kids too. We had the fire department come. That one the kids like really, really love. I don't know if maybe EMS will come this year. We can ask EMS to see if they can have like their equipment out for the kids to take a look at. Maybe hands-on kind of thing.
That would be all day 8 to 5?
Yes, ma'am. Well,
8 to 3,
yeah. 3, well, 4 basically almost. 3:45, yeah. 3:50. Okay, number 6, we want to discuss, review, and possibly take action on the child abuse, family violence, dating violence, and human trafficking curriculum for high school. So, I talked to Roxanne about this because we already have this set for all of our other campuses. So, kindergarten through 8th grade, they're already getting it through our health curriculum. And when I was doing research about all this, I ran across that in December of last year, they passed that previously it was like all together. When we were discussing human sexuality curriculum, child abuse and everything was lumped in there. And now in December, they said that it's basically separate and that secondary schools are supposed to have that. And that's, I had wanted to talk to you about that, Ms. Carr, as well, because when we're discussing secondary schools, does that mean high school is going to have to teach that? I don't know if we need to talk to the legal, or I mean, I don't know how that works through TEA.
We can check on for the high school.
For the high school, if we're going to have to require that. And if we are, I had talked to Roxanne. She said that they're looking for different, because they don't have culinary anymore, to maybe add health. But she said that she was going to talk to Mr. Bowers about that if it's required. And so kind of we need to find out if it's going to be required because we're covering it at all the other grade levels already.
We can check our policies to
get adopted. Okay. I know previously we had adopted up to 8th grade, and then our human sexuality, we're doing 8th grade success for the high school. But that's when everything is together, and now it's kind of like they have it separated to two different things, and that's why we're having to do two different opt-in forms. So I just wanted to kind of visit that and see what we need to do. Okay. And then I provided guidance for Texas school administrators on addressing child abuse, neglect, and trafficking for the principals to look at. And the actual Texas education code that states that we're supposed to be doing. Just for everybody to look at, and then we can revisit that at our next meeting. Okay? Any questions about that? Okay. Moving on, Miss Virginia was going to bring Miss April Newper to discuss evidence-based programs for chronic disease management, and then she said that. Okay.
And,
so she covered.
We are closed tomorrow, so okay. Some of my staff worked last weekend and had to flex, and so unfortunately she had to.
Okay.
She and Nicole both had to flex. time. And so, but as their supervisor, I can pretty much share since I write all the work plans. But as far as if there was any questions with what I shared earlier about the programs and the one that we're getting ready to start, and if not, April's number, if you want to call her, is 587-3542. And then Elisa Gomez is her health education aide, and her number is 587-3539. And either one of them can help individuals with registering for the programs. The first year of the project, we were having individuals referred by clinics, but a lot of those clinics, it's hard for them to find the time to make the referrals, or they make the referrals and don't tell the individuals that they made the referral, and so we contact them and they don't know what it's about. They're not interested. So we're allowing, when we do outreach, that individuals can self-refer. And then if they want to give us their physician's information, we can report success or improvements to the physician.
Okay. Now, the programs you spoke of earlier, are those, you already have them in place somewhere?
The last group's finished.
Okay.
So we're trying to start new groups. And since the beginning of the school year, we have not had success. I know we were looking at First Baptist Church here in town. Mm-hmm. They were looking at possibly doing one of the programs that we were providing, but DSHS pulled that program. So now we can't offer it. We can offer the other ones that I mentioned, so we need to go back to them and see if they would consider one of the other two programs.
The churches, that's a good idea, because even if we couldn't get a big enough group from the school, if it's somewhere else in community members could go
public
to
the housing, senior living, those are the kind of places and churches where we're seeing some activity. And some of these programs, if necessary, especially depending on what happens with flu and COVID this fall, we're already seeing high numbers of flu. And if, you know, they're anticipating that the COVID numbers are going to start coming up as well.
Let's hope not.
Hope not. Worldwide, they're down 90%, but we're just starting with the colder weather, at least on this part of the world. So I don't know how that's going to impact the numbers, but if we need to, we can do the programs virtually. The only thing we run into with that is those churches, those community centers would have to be able to have the access to get on the Zoom and show that, because not everybody has access at home.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
And then on number 8, did you want me to go ahead and address that as well?
Yes, please.
Okay, Nicole Alonso is a Tech Span Community Health Liaison in my department. And she has 4 activities she actually works with. One is food service guidelines for community venues and for healthcare settings, which would be like the nursing homes, since we don't have any hospitals in Santa Fe County. And then breastfeeding initiatives that we're trying to create a breastfeeding peer group that will start meeting hopefully next year. And then working with early care education like your Head Starts and your daycare centers on nutrition and physical activity, and then active living. And we've got a special project with Mathis at this time that we've been working on the last 3 years, and we're gonna see if we can get her. Basically, what we're doing is we've done assessments in communities to see what are some of the places that, with crosswalk enhancements and encouraging use of sidewalks or improvements to sidewalks, can we increase physical activity, individuals walking to places that are nearby instead of driving, 3 blocks to the store or whatever. Now, of course, y'all have 77, which makes it a little bit challenging, and y'all don't have a large grocery store, so if you're doing your big grocery shopping, you're probably going to another community. But for encouraging physical activity without having to have a gym membership to improve the safety for pedestrians and bicyclists.
And they actually did put in sidewalks, like all the way through the highway to help with that. So. Yeah,
and I know that Mr. Robert Isasi, the engineer at the tech stop in Sinton, was very excited about that. It says, if you see any other communities in the county that need that, let us know. We'll see what we can do to help. And I was like, oh, okay, right now we're just focused on one. But we'll be glad to let you know. So I make sure and mention this at all of the school districts. So that way, if they hear about it, we can try to set up a meeting.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
But yes, the food service guidelines is the main thing she's concerned about. And community venues means like your concession stands.
Okay.
You know how y'all have your nutrition things that you have to do for the shack by offering healthier
the
options
healthy.
Or mm-hmm. marketing the options that are healthy, maybe make them more prominent mm-hmm. in the hopes that you get more people to choose the healthier mm-hmm. option, things like that. But if y'all are interested in that, for
so she'll come out and do that?
She can meet with and discuss what the options are and maybe share some ideas or photos of what other groups are doing.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry. Yes.
All right. We'll move on to number 9, open discussion. Does anybody have anything that they would like to share? I know we had a parent ask about your diabetes mellitus survey. She was reading the minutes and she was curious about that.
The buffer?
Survey? DM survey?
Is that what?
I think so. We talked about that at the end of the year, last year.
Oh.
Is it the UTHS Center?
Oh, okay. That's a part of it we already finished.
Okay, she was wondering what that was about.
Yes, yes. That one had been in the newsletter and that was going on for, I think it was about 2 or 3 months. And we ended up, there was some funds tied to it, but we were doing like $5 gift cards for the parents or the adults that completed the surveys, but we were given like 20.
Okay.
And because they're trying to get random samples from different communities, and so they're in the process of putting together the results based on all the different counties that are participating.
And so did they come into y'all's office to do the survey or?
No, we helped with the creation of the survey and then we actually took them out to the two health fairs that we had in San Francisco County Health Fairs in Mathis and Portland this year and took 10 to each and the first 10 that completed them.
Okay.
And then of course encouraged them if they wanted to participate in the focus group. Now they didn't have to have done that survey in order to participate in the focus group, but I don't know how soon those focus groups will be meeting.
And where are the results going to
be
published?
Virtual. Oh, we have a meeting with them, I believe, next Wednesday. So I hope that we will know more after that.
Okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you for reminding me about that. I mean, not that I forgot. It was like, I didn't think about it that way.
Well, she was wondering what it was about,
yes,
and I was like, to
yes.
be honest, I couldn't remember. So
yes, it's just a university study on, you know, do people see prediabetes? Do they understand what it means? Do they understand what it can lead to? And are they concerned about it for themselves or their family? And what prevention steps, if they are concerned about that, what kind of prevention steps have they adopted, or do they feel like they need more education?
Okay.
Things like that.
All right. Well, thank you. Does anybody else have anything else they'd like to share? Any questions? All right. Well, our meeting adjourned at 5:04. Thank you.
Do y'all have school
thank
tomorrow?
Thank you, everybody, for being
yes,
here.
Yes, ma'am.